My name is Zoe Cetus, and I'm joined in the studio right now by stand-up comedian Jamal Abdul.
Good morning, Zoe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So you've got a show coming up at Sydney Fringe Comedy Festival. Do you want to tell me what it's about?
Yeah, sure. The show is called Some Jokes I Wrote, and I guess it's a very candid title for exactly what I did. So it's mostly just a show of basically all the jokes I've written up until this point. I kind of thought of like going with like an overarching theme, like a lot of comics do that, but this is my first hour and I just wanted to have fun and get laughs for the whole hour if I possibly can. So
yeah, just get all the jokes out there.
Yeah. I just wanted to treat it like a long sort of club set. That was my approach with this one.
What sort of things do you touch on in your show? You do have a very funny joke about being mixed race, Italian and Arabic.
Yep. Yeah. Lots of that stuff. So yeah, I guess, it's mostly like a lot of personal stuff, like a lot of stuff relating to my life specifically, majority of it is anyway. Yeah, so it's mostly just like I'll talk about like my mixed race upbringing. I'll talk about I'm visually impaired, so I talk about that in my act as well. I also just, you know, pick on old people. everyone gets a bit of a ribbing.
Yeah,
I kind of just like to keep it fun and just make it funny for everyone. Yeah.
Mm. Do you use the term WOG to describe yourself?
Sometimes it's kind of inevitable. You have to use that word.
Yeah.
Like there are just certain things that are just woggy and you're like, oh boy, like that's kind of, yeah. Like, all right, this is kind of embarrassing to admit. We don't have any bottle openers in our house at the moment. So I live with my Italian mom and my sisters, right? We all live, still living at home, crushing it. But we don't have any bottle openers. And the other day I had to open a bottle without any bottle openers in the house, and like my immediate thought was, oh, maybe like a garlic crusher would work. And in that given situation, that is a WOG thing to do, right? Like,
yeah,
to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that situation, yeah, that's a very WOG-y move, or if you just have like an exceptional amount of oregano in the house. You know, there are just certain things.
I totally agree. Yeah, whenever I go to my parents' house, my dad enforces herbs on me from the garden.
Yeah, totally. What's your nationality?
Greek. Cypriot Greek, yeah.
Right.
I used to use the word WOG all the time to describe myself and to describe my dad until one day an Anglo friend of mine used it in a derogatory sense.
Right.
And I just, ever since then, I just haven't really been able to use it in any sort of conversational way. I don't know. Do you feel the same?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of a funny thing, huh? Like, I don't know. I'm not super defensive about the word being used, mostly because I didn't grow up in the 80s. So I didn't really get the front end of it. I did deal with like a lot of racism where I grew up. I grew up in a country town. And the term was used kind of pretty freely around there. But I don't know why. Like, it didn't bother me that much. Like, I kind of just kind of embraced it. Like, yeah, all right. My parents know how to cook. I'm a WOG. All right, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't...
use olive oil. Get over it.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. Sometimes you hear certain people say it and you're like, oh, that has a different tone.
Yeah, it's a tone, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah. I definitely know what you're talking about. Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Like, I don't use the word. Like, I don't use it a lot. But yeah, just like I said, just sometimes it's there. Or like, sometimes it's like kind of like a positive thing. Like in Australia, like we don't call it ethnic comedy, really. We call it WOG comedy. You know, like Nick Giannopoulos and all those dudes. You know, it's WOG comedy. That's what it is here. So
yeah, absolutely. What country town are you from?
So I grew up in Nowra.
In Nowra,
yeah,
great.
On the south coast of New South Wales, yeah.
And how did you find yourself in Wollongong?
Basically, after my parents got divorced, my sisters were going to school in Wollongong. So we just thought, oh, we'll just live there. It'll be more convenient. My mum had a job there. So yeah, we just moved up to Wollongong.
And so you started doing comedy down there?
Yeah, that's where I got my start. So I moved there. I didn't have like any friends around. All I had was like my direct family around. I just like an open mic night popped up and it kind of really demystified how comedy worked. You kind of see... Yeah, when you go to an open mic night, you really realize what comedy looks like when you're starting out. And I kind of thought, oh, I'll give that a try, see what happens. No one knows me here, so if I suck, it's not like I have a whole bunch of friends that saw me bomb, you know what I mean? That was kind of my approach to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then later on in 2018, we did Raw Comedy together and you made it to the state finals.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I didn't think I would make it that far. And it was a really exciting experience to be doing the Comedy Store because I never did the Comedy Store up until that point. In fact, you get to experience like the Comedy Store, you know, like especially when you when you're an open micer in Sydney, like you're playing in like, you're standing on like a shoebox in the corner of a pub a lot of the time. Like,
yeah, no one's listening.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've just got one last question for you. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a tough one. That's like a job interview question, you know?
I know. I always like to end it on this question every time. People are like, oh, really?
I don't know. I would almost feel pompous having a good answer for that because I feel like I'm still young at 24. So I hope to look back at my 24-year-old self when I'm, you know, 30, and I'd like to think that I developed beyond that point. I don't know. What if my maturity just stopped right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You just stay a 24-year-old man the whole life.
Well, I guess there are a lot of comics like that, you know?
Oh, isn't that just comedy in itself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're all just big babies.
Oh, man. Advice I would give to my younger self. Or what would I tell my younger self?
Or what would you tell a younger comedian, kind of up-and-coming comedian?
Oh, man, that's even harder. If I had to give myself comedic advice, looking back on like when I first started, I would probably just, for me, it would be if something feels hacky, just don't say it. Like you just, if it feels hacky, like if it's a crappy pun, you know, just let it go, dude. Like, you know it's not funny sort of thing. Like, I think, yeah, for me personally, I used to have this joke. God, it's a terrible joke. But it was a pun and I thought it was so funny, but it's so dumb at the same time. I was describing a high school bully and I was picking on the fact that he was a much bigger dude than me. And I made the point that he was bigger than Kanye West's ego. And then I would put my hand out and I would go, you know, he was like yay big. So like, and it's like, it's a horrible pun. And it used to get laughs and like I did it for a really long time. And now I look back on that joke like, ah, you idiot. Yeah, let it go, dude. Like,
yeah, so true. Yeah, let it go. Don't force it.
Yeah, totally.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you so much for having me on. This has been a lot of fun.